Well, my next guest hopes to create awareness about radon gas and its health risks right here in West Michigan. Dr. Aziza Armala is an assistant professor of anthropology at Grand Valley State University, serves as today's guest on our Consistent Class segment featuring the doings of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Greetings to you, Dr. Armala. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's chat a little bit about you. I know you sent me your vita, and it's very long. Thank you, and congratulations on your success. But my first question is, tell me about your background and what drew your interest to this art of anthropology.
Okay. Well, I'm from Bangladesh. It's a rural country, and I'm born and brought up in a rural village. So there was no good road, not paved road. It's like all muddy road in there. We have rivers and canals crisscross across the country. And what I observe from my childhood is like the villagers, they have a huge belief on certain environmental factors like water. They consider water is not part of the environment, but it is given by God, particularly the surface water, not the tubal water. And the way it is used, like if someone is sick, they usually bring a glass of water. And some healers, like traditional healers, religious healers, they just mumble some holy words and blow on the glass of water. So now that glass of water becomes the spirit water. So if people drink it, they are going to get rid of certain disease or evil spirit. That is one part of water. The other part of water is like culturally it is believed that the men used to go out to the pond or river to take shower. So when even I was an undergraduate student studying social welfare with a focus on public health, and at that time I had to do that too, to follow the cultural traditions. But that struck in my mind that why, when I know that it is wrong, but still I am following cultural traditions. So that is a very striking point, and I was thinking that one day I should work on that part. So that is the part. Then I was doing my undergraduate in social welfare with focus in public health. So at that time, after finishing my degree, I was working with the U.S. Agency for International Development.
Where are you at this point? Are you in the States now? Or
No, I'm still in Bangladesh.
Wow.
Yeah, still in Bangladesh. So I was working with the U.S. Agency for International Development to design health program and also implement it and analyze the reports. So when I was analyzing the report, it seems what I see in the field during my visit, like a surprise visit, I don't get it in the quantitative report. So that just means I may lack of some kind of skills or expertise. Then I got a U.S. AID fellowship, and I came to University of North Carolina for a master's in public health.
I lived in Chapel Hill for some time.
Chapel Hill, yeah, Chapel Hill. So after that, I thought, okay, I have some things. But still, I went back home working on the same stuff, because according to the scholarship, I was supposed to serve the country another 2 years after completing the degree, my master's. I did that, but when I was analyzing the report, still I was seeing the quantitative part of the data is okay, but I was missing some qualitative part. Whenever people talk about social aspects, the cultural part, the values part, it doesn't come out in any report. And I was looking for some kind of a program again in U.S., and I got a good one, like in anthropology and in demography, the population okay. science at Penn State. So that attracted me. So that is so I was looking for something, and I finally got a good combination, like in demography and anthropology. So from Penn State, I got my PhD, double PhD, one in anthropology, the other the demography. So that is kind of my interest. It's like the real life situation really bring me to a connect me with a good kind of a training. Mm-hmm. I should say best training in the world.
I was going to say you write your memoir one day. That's for sure. Obviously, the occupation of professor brings you to West Michigan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So after finishing my PhD from Penn State, I was working in a state system university in Pennsylvania. from I was serving there at the university in Mansfield University in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So from there I came to Granville State University. Yes.
Yes, where you have been off and running, I know, on your many interests, and I want to get right into this project that you are involving students in, a project called, well, a student-led study of public health risks associated with indoor radon gas in West Michigan. I don't know where do we begin, Doctor?
Yes, that is one of my kind of a dream project. Well, personally, I believe that if we consider the society as a whole, as a living organism, then we as an institution, it may be Grand Valley, it may be West Michigan University, that are the big cells working under that organism, social organism. And personally, I as a teacher, as a small cell of that big cell. So considering that kind of a values I uphold, I try to do something for the society. Personally, I believe if as a person, as a cell of that bigger organism, we can work efficiently, ultimately the whole society will be working better, produce better, breed more happiness, welfare, and development. So from that point of view, I always design my courses for the students, that I'd like to teach the students, provide them the skills which they can demonstrate, and also serve the community, utilizing their expertise. So that's the way I design the program. So it's like a three birds in one stone. They are learning the concepts, they are demonstrating it, and they are as well as they're serving the community. So that radon study is an example of that. I am doing. In fact, I started this project in Pennsylvania, where then this is the second time I'm doing it in here, considering the geology in here, the radon level. And also the social context, considering all those factors, I think it's definitely worth the to do something for this community. Yeah.
Nice, and of course for your students as well. Having a conversation, this our class, our College of Liberal Arts and Sciences segment, this Assistant Professor of Anthropology with me to discuss this project, Dr. Azizar Mala. Let's talk radon. First of all, I'm going to get into the project and then about radon. What are the benefits of this project, please?
Oh, there's several benefits. If I see from the community point of view, the community will be getting service, like they'll be getting their radon tested free of cost. So, and in fact, they'll be seeing some of their kids, some of their girls or boys will be doing it, who are well trained to do the work, and they're performing the service. That provide them some kind of a sense of satisfaction that, okay, we send our kids, you see how trained they are now. In back, they're providing some service to us to take care of the local problem. So that is number two. Number three is the statistics show is even though people are wealthy or educated, but they are not that much aware about the risk of radon. Like, for example, if I say Ada in Kent County, in the zip code 49301, their average income is over $80,000. The poverty level is very low. But if you go to the average radon level, according to the Kent County statistics, I'm referring a study done by our colleague Steve Maddox of the Geology Department, its average is 6.2. Well, it's very risky because if the radon level is more than 4, it's risky for every household. Why is it risky? Because if people inhale the radon level, there is particles. The radon particles damage the cell that line up with the lungs, and ultimately that causes cancer. So I will be worrying about the community. In fact, I have been doing it, going to some churches, going to the housing society, sending emails to different networks. And also this radio station is helping me to create awareness. So that is creating awareness is one purpose. Providing their service free of cost, that's another part. Involving my students to demonstrate their work is another part. and my future plan, that will be the ultimate. If we take on statistics, like within West Michigan, there's a huge poverty level. And considering the current tough economic time, I suspect and project that the poverty level will be higher, which means even though we'll be providing awareness or education, some people, some family would not be able to reduce or mitigate or treat their radon level. So from that point of view, my next phase, my current phase will end in summer. After that, considering that state, I'll be writing a grant, like big people like Bill Gates Foundation, NIH, or National Science Foundation. And I'll be keeping some money to subsidize those poor families who cannot afford to mitigate their radon level. And that is one part. The other part is I'll be training some of my students as expert who has a plan to stay in local area and interest to serve the local people. So I'll be keeping some money so that they can go to a training institute and get the expertise and come back, serve the community utilizing their services. And our department is going to start a master's level program.
Okay.
And I'll be leading the applied medical anthropology one. So in future, we'll be starting a applied medical program. So there'll be a continuous service for the community. So there's lots of benefits.
We'll get you back for that future. Are you currently still recruiting residents for this project?
Oh, yes, I am doing, yes. And I request the residents, if they volunteer and they would like to test their radon level in the household, please let us know. Let us know the their name, their address, and phone number, and I'll be contacting you directly.
We'll do this at the end, but what is the best way for a listener to contact you? Again, looking for those interested in participating in the study, residents living in West Michigan, how do you get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can contact me sending me an email. My email is mollazig@gvsu.edu. That is one part. They can call me directly. My phone number is 616-331-8934.
We always have that information here if someone is driving and not writing down. That's for
Should I also tell the mailing address?
Yes, mail
address. Yeah, they can also mail me directly their request. My mailing address is Department of Anthropology, 1155 Wasable, AUSABLE, Wasable Hall, 1 Campus Drive, Allendale, Michigan 49401. So that may be a mailing address.
Obviously, this is quite educational for your students to be involved in this, Dr. Mollis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting. And students are very happy. Like, they always see, this is the class. I learned a lot of things, and I got the opportunity to practice or apply my knowledge to serve the community. In fact, in last semester, I have given the students, you can also recruit households, and if you like. Sometimes they recruit households from their relatives, and I contacted them directly whether they fall under the criteria. And whenever they fall under the criteria, usually people who are living like in a second floor, third floor, if we put a device, then we may not get the radon level. So we need some kind of a touch of the ground. So that's the way radon comes up from the soil part. So the criteria means that it's not everyone can participate, and everyone is welcome. The students are liking it. In fact, initially they are not even aware, even though they are studying and they have access to every kind of a resources. They are not so, radon is a gas we cannot see, we cannot smell, and it's so killing. So yes, it's very killing, and it's the second cause for lung cancer. So about 15 to 20,000 people lost their life due to lung cancer caused by radon. So students are getting very benefited. They are being aware and trained on the causes and how they can measure it, how can mitigate it. So they become my class-like students in my class in culture and disease, become the sort of ambassador, campaigning on behalf of the project.
And are your students I mean, do they look at anthropology as their potential profession?
Yeah. The uniqueness of anthropology is we study a society from a holistic point of view. It's not, we are not only considering a family from the health point of view. We rather see their health, how health is associated with their financial part, how finance is associated with the social factors, how social factors are associated with education. I see kind of a, try to see the connection. Like, as I told you, this, if I pinpoint a particular area, that area, the zip code is 49301. Mm-hmm. That area, the income is pretty high. Okay. Then what is going wrong that their rate and level is so high? So there is a good theory about whenever people have higher income, usually they take care of their household, including their health, better. But we don't see that case in here. So that's the way we can understand, explore things, examine these things, and later on recommend our recommendations to the policymakers.
Well,
that's the way.
There you go, getting that, taking it to that step. Do you get back to Bangladesh?
No, that's a good question. I came here in for my PhD program in August 99. Since then, I couldn't go back.
Oh, my. Okay, yeah. That's how that works, huh? 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? All right. Well, please keep up your good work. Obviously, this project sounds like very important to you and yours, as you, as we mentioned, look to write ultimate grants and continue your passion for helping others. For sure. Final comments when it comes to why we should care about your projects.
Yeah, I care because, as I told you, my personal philosophy is I am born a person. Since I'm taking services, benefits, a lot of resources from the society, in turn, in return, I would like to provide something to the society. So that's the way, as I told, I believe we all are under a big organism system. And as a cell, single part, as a unit, if we can perform better, the whole system will be performing better. So that is my philosophy. And also, as an anthropologist, I believe, we all, like every single of the 6.5 billion population in the world, has their invisible spider web inside us. So as soon as we can expand it and try to understand others in terms of their lifestyle, in terms of their problem, it may be health and other things, our spider web will be extended. And it will be broader and broader. And that will be giving like an antenna signal to get the society better. And if you know better, and if you have a good heart, definitely the society will be benefited from your service. And that will motivate you to serve the society.
Thank you for your service, Dr. Azizar Mala, Assistant Professor of Anthropology at Grand Valley State University. I'll give those contact informations after we say our goodbye. Thanks for joining me here on class, and good luck and success to you and yours.
Thank you.